This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 262. Gears of War 3 is a delicious part of your nutritious breakfast. This is Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming to gadget and anime podcast. I am Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
Welcome to another episode of our lovely little podcast. How was your week? Did you have a good week?
I had a good week.
I had a good week too. You know, the weather was decent. You know, we didn't flood.
Right.
Which
and
is cool.
And it's fall now.
It's now fall,
well,
so...
As of what, like the 22nd, it will be fall?
Yeah, so
we're approaching fall.
And it will officially be hoodie weather time. And I need to get more hoodies.
I don't have any hoodies, except for my Pandalicious hoodie, which I should clean.
You should clean that.
But people think I'm a furry when I walk down the street in my Pandalicious
hoodie. But you're
hoodie.
Adorable in it.
I know, but I are not furry.
Well, here's what we'll do, because I'm in need of some new geek hoodies to begin with. So we'll go hoodie shopping together. And I will help you. Don't make that little symbol. Don't has a sad. I'll tell you what. We'll go hoodie shopping together, and I will cop a hoodie for you.
Don't steal. That's bad.
No, I mean, like, I will get you one. Like,
oh,
with money.
Well, I'm just saying, sometimes people say cop, like, you know...
Five-finger discount.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't roll that way. Because now, if you do the five-finger discount, I'll go to jail. See, it's cute to do that when you're, like, in under 18... Because then it just goes on your juvenile record, which gets sealed.
Right.
Not that I know this.
No, that's right.
Okay.
It gets sealed.
Okay, but when you're over 18, it's not cute anymore. It's crazy illegal, and it's not worth all the fines that you pay and the record that you have. So stealing is wrong.
Yep.
So when I say cop, I mean actually, like, you know, whip out the plastique and buy.
Or if you're an OG, you take out the dollar bills, y'all.
Yeah, the dollar. You take out your wad of cash, you remove the rubber band, and you go flick, 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 flick. No, but I've been eyeballing the Portal hoodie, the zip-up one for Portal 2 that says test candidate on the back.
I have a t-shirt that says that.
Yeah. Think Geek has them. I love Think Geek. It's, you know, definitely a high up on the list of awesome websites that I go to on a regular basis.
I want a Sandshrew hoodie.
I don't know if I can hook you up with that.
You can't, because they're customs. I haven't seen any... I think somebody's making them, like, a line now, but someone made a custom, like... It's like, you know, Sandshrew's a Pokemon.
Yep.
And someone made a hoodie, and it's a Sandshrew, and when you put the head on, it's got the little... Ear things that they have, and it's really cute. And I mean, obviously, the girl who was modeling it kind of had an emo look, but like, I'm an emo Sandshrew, so you're like, oh, Sandshrew, because
yeah,
you're Sandy.
Yeah, it's hoodie weather time, you know. Like, right now, I've got my track jacket on and my torn jeans because I'm so hip, it hurts myself sometimes. But
look at this hipster fuck right here.
Yeah, that would be me. But it's definitely time to get some hoodies. So if you guys have any leads on some great geek and or gaming relating hoodies, hit us up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/landofesh. Share some linkage. We'll let you know what we pick up. We'll even post pics of the new hoodies. And we might even design a new ESH hoodie, because we haven't put out any new gear
we
with
still
our
haven't.
Emblem.
We still haven't done any male-oriented shirts.
No, we did. I did a couple of shirts that were with the crest that were more
male-friendly.
They're more unisex appropriate. How about that?
Okay.
They're not dude heavy, but they're unisex, so it's not like it's Electric Sisterhood.
it was great. Not to, you know, detract from Ash, but on RP Grinders last week, we actually were talking about this really nifty idea of doing shirts that, like, say, WWPD, like, what would Panda do? And I'm like, I'm like so pissed that they came up with it before I did, because I was like, oh, what a great idea. That
you can't make a t-shirt that has the URL if you don't actually have the URL.
For what?
If you're going to do a... do you mean just a What Would Panda Do or a www?
No, just a What Would Panda Do.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, I think on the back would have, like, rpgrinders.com on it. And I'm like, oh, why didn't Ash think about that, like, a year ago?
Especially because... Well, because we did team shirts a couple years ago. Yeah, Team Panda, Team Ninja.
Yeah. Because when they said that, I was like, oh, my God, what would Panda do?
Well, you know, here's the thing. I mean, we probably need some new merch. And since you guys will be buying the merch, you should tell us what you want on the merch. Again... Facebook is the best place to tell us, facebook.com.
And don't say pictures of our boobies.
Yeah, because that's not going to happen.
Nope. That is a encounter.
Yeah.
A real one.
It's a real encounter, and your health goes up by plus 20.
Ninjas is a boss fight. Mine is just a random encounter.
It's a random encounter.
Yeah.
They are kind of boss. All right, moving right along. We have all kinds of stuff to talk about. And by all kinds, I mean just one thing, because we're pretty focused this week. On Gears of War 3. Surprise!
I know, with it dropping, like, on Tuesday.
Correct. So
the day that you're listening to the Boston Bastard Brigade, you're also going to be, well, actually, no offense,
you might
bastards,
not be listening
you're probably
to the
not
going to
listen to them, because you'll be playing Gears.
Because you'll be playing Gears.
At midnight.
Right.
Man, I'm getting mine right at midnight. I'm going straight
to my... Are you going to the midnight?
I'm going on Monday, midnight, to my GameStop. I'm getting it, and I'm just, you know, sorry, Mom. I'm like, I know you got to get up in 6 hours, but I got to bang out some of these chapters. Cause
dude,
it's
use
one
your
of the
Astros.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
Yeah.
But still. No, because the lights and stuff. She's actually really sensitive to lights, so she'll be like, Panda, are you awake? And I'd be like, grenade!
Poor Astros.
It's like, oh, I can't reload. I jammed it.
Yeah, I'll be traveling, so I won't actually get to play it launch day. Which,
I
know, hurts my soul. No, seriously, dude. Like, I was really contemplating bringing my Xbox with me on my trip and getting a copy locally that when I got back, I would just trade in. But with my luck, I was like, my Xbox won't take the trip really well.
Nope.
So I better not.
Nope. It needs to stay home.
I should just
leave that
alone.
Let it stay home in its safe little nestle.
Yeah, in its little nook in my entertainment center. But I really did, like, consider real hard for, like, 45 minutes. I was going through a pro and con.
Wait, it's hard in 45 minutes?
It's hard for 45 minutes.
Yikes.
innuendo! No, seriously.
Hopefully,
I was
more than that.
This is how much I've been looking forward to Gears 3. And we've talked about it on and off for, what, the last year?
More than that. I mean, I've been talking about Gears forever.
We've been talking about Gears forever, but I mean, like, specifically 3.
There was, like, games, Gears, Gears, Games, Gears, Gears, Games, Gears, Gears, Bulletstorm, Gears, 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 Bullets, Games, Games, Gears. Essentially.
That seems to be a accurate timeline. Just from my recollection. But I think we've been talking about Gears 3 for about a year, especially with the, you know, pushbacks of dates and things like that. But it is a reality. It is a reality, people. It
a reality.
Comes, it drops on the 20th. Like I said, I was seriously... I don't know why my voice keeps cracking.
Because you're going through puberty.
Again?
Yep.
I can't afford to go through puberty again.
I know. You're going to have such back problems.
I will have massive back problems. I really was considering bringing my... And I'm going away for a work trip. So I was literally trying to figure out how I was going to steal away from, like, my responsibilities.
Not going
to what I had to do to, like, sneak off to my room to, like, get 20 minutes in here and 20 minutes in there.
Wouldn't happen.
And I ultimately just went, you know, I need to be an adult.
Yep.
Okay, it can wait till I get back. But I did take the day that I get back off, and it's just going to be a marathon. And I might take the
Bye,
day.
Childhood. Hello, adulthood.
I might take the day after that I get off.
That's a nice tie, adulthood.
Work from home.
That's a decent tax return, adulthood.
Tax return?
Well, yeah.
You obviously are not talking about me.
No, I was talking about me.
But anyway, let's get into it. Gears 3. I'm sure that anyone that's listening to this podcast is already aware of Gears 3. But if you're not... We're going to hip you to Gears in general real quick and then get into our nitty-gritty about 3. Pros, cons, what we're looking forward to.
Wait, there are cons?
There's...
Maybe, like, one?
There might be two. Well,
there might be giants.
There may be blood. So,
Gears... There be dragons.
They're bee dragons.
If we're going to play this title movie game, then so
there may be cons. But Gears of War is a trilogy title.
Yep.
Three being, you know, the end of the trilogy.
Of this current story arc, by the way.
Yeah, we'll get into that in more detail. Created by the guys and gals over at Epic. One of our favorite devs, I have to say. I have never been disappointed with anything that I've played that Epic has had a hand in.
Nope.
And, you know, that's a really impressive thing to be able to say about a dev when you think of how long they've been making games, how many different titles that they've touched, you know, the engine that they've created. When you think about all of that, to be able to come back and say, I have not been disappointed in anything that they've done, especially in the last, you know, decade, that's a real accomplishment. So props to Team Epic on all of that. But Gears is a... I think we'd have to classify it as an action shooter.
It's an action first-person/third-person shooter.
Yeah. Because there are segments where you are third-person.
Yeah. And there are times where you are in first-person, like if you're handling a turret or something.
Correct. It is, and action doesn't really do it justice, because it's non-stop action. There's constantly stuff going on. And I think the thing that I love most about Gears is that it has never, ever tried to be anything other than an adult action shooter. And by that I mean, it does not pull any punches anywhere in any of the titles, okay? You're in the middle of some really deep and really messed up stuff. And rather than sugarcoat it, the team at Epic just said, no, we're all adults here. We're going to be real. There's going to be graphic violence. There's going to be graphic language. But it never comes off as gratuitous. And I think that that's really cool. You know, anytime that a curse word is used, it feels appropriate. It feels like what I would say if I was in the situation.
You wouldn't be alive in this situation.
I can handle a firearm.
No.
You give me a turret, I totally fuck up some lambic Christmas.
They don't celebrate Christmas.
But I could fuck it up.
Whatever they celebrate, it's not like Christmas.
Well, it might be like Christmas, because no. I mean, they light up.
No.
Maybe there's like some red lambic and some green lambic, and they get together and they do a little lambic dance. No,
they do not do a lambic dance.
Bahoo fare. No, not so much.
No.
And then the Grinch comes down.
No.
It's like one of the little spider lambit things. There's like little presents.
Regardless.
For the spider lambit.
I don't know anyone in real life who would actually be alive by this stage, especially since they're the last ones. Ice-T. Well, yeah. Yeah. But
Ice-T would.
Yeah. Okay. That's like one.
All right.
No man is an island.
Right. Okay, so you got Ice-T, who would survive it. I go with...
The black pilot from, Firefly. / Serenity. She's hardcore. She'd make it.
Yeah, she'd make it.
She'd make it to the ending part, but who's to say she'd make it at the end?
Right.
Probably not, necessarily, yeah, but...
There's that. Probably, what's his name there?
That doesn't help.
Gerard Butler. He might make it.
No.
He might make it. He's kind of beefy. He's good with firearms and knives. Clive Owen would make it.
Yes. But Clive Owen from Sin City, not Clive Owen from, what's that movie he did with Julia Roberts, Drew Law, and, what's her name?
Yeah, no, not that one.
No.
Yeah.
Not that one, but from Sin City, for real.
Yeah, he would totally make that. Zoe Saldana. Did you see Colombiana?
Let's not talk about movies that we haven't seen.
I saw a bootleg.
Where did you see I don't want to know. Regardless, we're not...
Right, so I'm just saying, Zoe Saldana.
I don't know how long she'd make it, though. She's thin.
Yo, she's good with knives and guns.
She got training, dude.
Well, so did Mike Wahlberg.
Who?
Mark Wahlberg.
Okay.
He got training too. Anyway, we're getting way down the path here. Let's back it up. So there's a war going on.
No shit.
And we're losing. We're fighting hard.
Man, we lost.
Okay, alright. Well, yeah, we lost.
Humans, 0. Lambit, 1.
Yep, so we're... The Lambit are beings that...
They're locusts, but they're the locusts that locusts don't like.
Right. And locusts and Lambit are basically...
like an older brother.
All the humans.
Like, the Lambit is, like, the older brother, and the Locusts are, like, the little brothers, and they're, like, fuck the older brothers. And the older brothers are, like, fuck the little brothers. But then they go and they see their cousin, and they're, like, fuck our cousin. And the humans are the cousin.
That is accurate. I'll go with that.
So the friend of my friend is my enemy.
Correct.
Or is it the enemy of my enemy is my friend?
The enemy of my enemy is my friend. Alright.
I'm dyslexic.
It's alright. It's cool. Whatever. So, we get into... Us versus them. It is a survival piece. And, first of all, Gears is gorgeous.
Always has been.
Okay. Gears is the reason that I got back into trying to play first-person shooters. Because, as I've said before, I suck at them.
Yeah,
I really
does.
Do. But when the story is compelling, I really want to get through it. And so I try my damnedest. And Gears... was the first. It was not Halo, people. There are a lot of people that seem to think it was. It was not. It was Gears, really. That really got me going, all right, Ninja, you gotta pull this off because I want to know what happens next. I care about these characters. I want to know the story. And so Gears is the reason that I got, you know, decent as far as finishing single-player campaigns with first-person shooters. Which opened the door back up for me for Ghost Recon and, you know, Call of Duty, which, you know, I'm still enjoying the hell out of again. So, you know, Gears is the reason why I rediscovered my love of FPSs. You know, Marcus Fenix being lead character, badass, barely accurately describes Marcus Fenix. But he's a badass.
I think Marcus Fenix is one of those people that can be described by just the name Marcus Fenix.
Yeah.
Like, you go in the dictionary, and, like, you go to the word badass, and it goes, see Marcus Fenix, and then you go to Marcus Fenix, and it's just, like, Marcus Fenix. And that's it. There's no... You don't need any other words.
Again, I'm going to agree with you on this one. So it's us versus them. Humanity is trying to... gain back the world because the majority of the world has been overrun.
Well,
because
it's 18 months after the fall of Jacinto. So they sunk it.
I was getting up to actually sinking Jacinto.
Well, the game, we should talk about the actual game.
Well, so. I'm just laying it down for those people who maybe are not initiated. There may be some that don't play the FPSs at all.
Well, then they're not going to want to listen to this episode regardless.
Yeah, they are because they love us. Thank you. All right, so it's us versus them throughout the entire series. We have a few areas left that we control, that we own, that we're hiding in. One of them being Jacinto. And so when you get through to the second game, basically all efforts are on saving Jacinto. As Pandalicious mentioned, as you get to the end of the game, it doesn't happen. Try as you might, Jacinto falls. And so we're left going, oh, crap. We don't have a headquarters anymore. And we being humans. What is going to happen? Because everything has gone to hell in a handbasket. And that's where Gears 3 picks up.
Not even. I think hell came in a really shoddy cardboard box. Didn't come
in
a
handbasket. No, it's a really nice handbasket. It had some lotion in it. You know, because you don't want to chafe when you're in hell. Because that hurts like hell. Chafing.
I don't want to speak about chafing.
Alright, so anyway, Gears 3. We are so excited. The 20th, Tuesday, it's dropping. It is the final piece of the story. As Panda mentioned, you know, we know the Locusts and we know Lambit when you go into 3. And Lambit are basically I don't want to say more evolved form of Locusts,
no,
but they are
full of emulsion. Which, it does seem to heighten their abilities.
Yes. And, they glow.
They glow. And sometimes they'll blow up.
Yeah, they blow up a lot.
And, you know, the emotions sometimes make them really big, like the Brumac at the very end. Yes. Too. He was a really big Brumac. Because he was, like, infused with emulsion. So, yeah. So, Lambent are infused locusts with emulsion. Regular Lambent's locusts are like, we need to get rid of them. We don't like them.
And they're all, you know, very detailed and, frankly, gruesome-looking creatures.
Yeah, they don't want to snuggle with them.
You definitely don't want to do any snuggling or cuddling with them. And here's the thing. They don't want to snuggle or cuddle with you.
No.
No.
If you were sitting at a table with them, they would piss in your Cheerios.
They would.
And you wouldn't want a Lambent pissing you, because then your Cheerios would glow.
It would glow and explode.
Yeah. Like a bomb.
And that would be bad.
But regardless, I mean, getting to the idea premise of the third story, we're 18 months after the fall of Jacinto. I do believe that they've all retreated to an area. I think it's the...
And by all, it means the characters that are left alive.
Yeah.
So it's Marcus Fenix, Coltrane...
Oh, no. Even before that, because from the notes and whatnot, they move... Everyone from Jacinto moved to the island of, I think, Verses or something like that.
Right.
And they're all there. And the cog is pretty much disbanded at this point. The leader of that was like, fuck this noise, I'm out. And
cog was the group of amazing soldiers that were really the frontline fighters, best of the best, trying to take out the locusts. And then, as you discover, Lambent.
Yes. Yeah, go figure, right?
Yep.
So, needless to say, pretty fucked up. Now we've got no law. We've got no military.
Yep.
And it's pretty much every man for himself. And, you know, that's where we get our characters. Where we get Marcus. You know, we get Dominic. We get Coltrane. I think Bird's back.
And Enya.
Yep. Enya.
Anya. Sorry.
Yep. And we're getting some more characters, I believe, in this story. We're gonna see some more females.
Females?
Yeah. So, I'm kind of glad to see that, though it's really funny, because one of those characters kind of looks like a black Triska from Bulletstorm.
Yeah, I was noticing that.
Same kind of hairstyle, same kind of attitude.
Yeah, so, we also get new locusts. So, there are, the Grenader, the Savage, the Digger Boomer, which that right there, if you've played Gears, that makes me not happy just having those two words together. The Siege Beast and the Cantus Knight. Berserkers are back, and as well as just the regular Lambent. So there's going to be lots of explosions.
So Michael Bay probably was a creative.
He may have come through and, you know, created
as a consultant.
Supervised.
He was a consultant on the explosions.
On the explosions. But there's going to be explosions. There's also some new Lambent enemies. So there are things called drudges, polyps, and Lambent stalks. We've got new weapons.
Of course.
I mean, because why not have, you know...
Well, I mean, I think the way that they make it sound in a lot of the little clips and stuff that they've had on Xbox Live and stuff like that, that we're actually going to see some lower-grade weapons.
Yes.
So we're actually going to see some old-time Lancers and
whatnot. There's a Retro Lancer, which has a blade bayonet attached on it.
Oh, before the chainsaw.
Right.
We're going Gears of War OG.
Yeah. And it has a slower fire rate. So, you know, you'll have to work a lot to get...
You'll have to position a shot and be confident when you take it. You can't
absolutely.
Shoot wildly and hope that you hit something.
But that also means that probably is much better suited for melee. Right. And you probably can do be a little bit more gruesome with melee with a bayonet and be a little more creative than necessarily just a slash with a lancer.
Maybe.
Well, the lancer that we know and love. There's a digger launcher, which launches a small digging creature to the ground that explodes.
So it's like a mole grenade.
Yes. which again makes me really, really upset about the digger boomer, because that means there's going to be boomers coming up from underneath you.
Yeah, which means that what will probably happen is a boomer will jump up, like will come out of the ground, and I mean, if you might get like an action prompt for you to be able to like take it down with
a melee before it has it. Yeah. I mean, so that sounds good. Obviously, sawed-off shotguns. When aren't they good? I mean, come on now. Incendiary grenades, so that's cool. A one-shot, which is a heavy sniper rifle.
Yes.
Which, you know, actually does, you know, kill enemies with one shot, so that's cool. The Vulcan, which there are actually some videos online, and I think... because I haven't done a lot of the multiplayer for the beta.
Yeah, doesn't the Vulcan require two?
It does. But I haven't done a lot of the beta playing.
I didn't get to play the beta, and I don't want to talk about it.
All right. But you could actually use it in the beta, but it does require two gears to operate. One for the gun and one to load ammo. And there's also going to be a cleaver. So there's going to be... I'm imagining that there are going to be some areas or times where
you'll need to hack your weapon and you can't get it back, and you're going to have to
hack and slash your way out. So, I mean, those all are interesting things to me to begin with.
Yeah.
You know, the new characters definitely sound like they add some new dimensions, and it's not just, all right, let's hack and slash through, you know, more berserkers, more Brumax.
We have a Cantus who's going to go and sit there and summon more locusts, so we better take him out now.
Yeah, yeah.
Now he's more than just a, you know, gatherer of enemies. Now he's a fighter. I think they said there's going to be a Cantus knight now, so I'm sure he'll have some combat to him.
Mm-hmm. Like you talked about, for new characters, the female characters that they introduced are Anya...
Who we heard in the second game.
Yep.
She was the one telling you what you first had to do when you were walking through as that Carmine character.
Samantha, and then Queen Mira. There's also going to be a new playable character called Jace, who's a soldier, and I think he came out of the comic.
Yeah, he did.
All right. And Griffin... Who's
voiced by Ice-T.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, right there.
I mean, I had a feeling that he was going to play more to Gears of War 3 than just getting his band back together to make a song for Horde mode, and I knew that he was going to do something more.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. Why wouldn't you want Ice-T involved in your project?
Right.
Let's start there. One,
I mean, he's already got it. Kind of has the hardened gear attitude, so I actually think he's probably really
well matched. Well, and he's, you know, a huge Gears fan anyway. So, I mean...
Could you imagine?
I mean, Ice plays, like, a lot of games. And you
Not
know,
even that, but I'm just like, could you imagine, like, a celebrity, like, coming up to us and being like, I totally love your podcast. I think I'd squee to death.
I would squee. And I'd be like, I totally love your whatever you do, insert item here.
Insert, you know, hobby career here.
Insert hobby career thing best known for.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, the voice work in Gears has always been top-notch. It's always been solid. I think it's another reason why the characters, lend themselves to emotionally relating with them.
Yeah.
You know, and it's kind of deep. I mean... When you get really into it, you know, Marcus is dealing with losing his dad and still having
to be the leader of this group. He's got unresolved daddy issues.
He does. Okay, his dad is somehow involved with the shit that started to begin with.
I think his dad was diddling the Locust Queen. I think he tapped it once or twice.
You think he tapped it once or twice?
He looked at it like four times, but then he like tapped it like twice. And he thought about tapping it a third time, but then, you know, something happened.
But then something happened.
Yeah.
Oh.
But I mean, it looks like all of them have, they all are going through some type of struggle and loss outside of the big war that they've been put in the middle of with barely any chance of surviving it. I mean, so yeah, we've got unresolved daddy issues. We've got, you know, Dominic, boo-hoo, pussy, I had to kill my wife, boo-hoo.
Oh, wait, hold on. Hold the fucking phone. Do not talk shit about Dominic. Dominic has had a hard time. I mean, Marcus lost his dad, and yeah, his dad is probably involved in whatever actually created the Lambent. And maybe even the Locust. Who knows? Maybe we'll find out in this game. But Dominic has not had it easy. So don't be like, boo-hoo, Dominic.
I'm sorry.
All right. One, first of all, he lost his kids.
I understand that. Yeah.
In
Eden.
Yeah. I mean, that sucked.
Yeah.
He's totally devoted family dude.
Yeah.
Okay?
Maybe he should have joined the military.
Then he believed that his wife was missing. Okay? Turns out that she was actually, you know, being turned into...
No, she wasn't. They were using her as a slave, and they were wearing her the fuck
right.
out.
Right, and then eventually, I think we're going to learn that part of the reason why they were pulling in humans and using them as slaves and wearing them out and, you know, taking their essence, because that's what's needed to actually create more locust.
Maybe.
Because it's... I mean, have we even seen a female locust? Think
no,
about
then
it.
How are they procreate?
Exactly.
Well, I mean, the queen is kind of human-ishy and
this is what I'm, so I think that part of working them, enslaving them and things like that...
To see which ones can turn into them and the ones that can't, they just work.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's what I have in the back of my brain.
Maybe.
And so, to, you know, after searching for the only piece of his family that's left, to find just a shell and then have to take that out was... difficult.
Like,
don't be like, boo hoo, he's a
I'm
pussy.
Sorry, like I said, you know, in my you know, playthrough of that game, when I came up to that moment where he's like, you know, I'm gonna do this.
How can you be like, boo hoo, he's a pussy with that, but I throw the companion cube into the bin and you're like, how could you do that? You're so unfeeling and uncaring.
I have a better time snuggling with a companion cube than, you know, with a semi-lifeless drone that's nowhere near remotely close to what my wife used to be if I had been married. But no, I think my big qualm with that whole scene was that, you know, he's sitting there really sad and he's ready to pop her one. You know, and I'm sitting there like, you know, you could have made this a little bit more romantic, held her a little bit, and then taken out a small gun and just, you know, pop two in the chest. No, he takes out his lancer and, you know, and just caps her like that. I'm like, that's more unfeeling than, you know...
He didn't have a little gun at the time that you were
I did.
That missing.
My Dominic was holding his little gun. And I'm like, he could have easily just, you know, no. But let me take out this lancer and just, you know, lop off your head. But I love you. And I want to send you to a happy place really fast. So I'm going to take out my lancer and just pop you with, like, three big bullets right in your brain. Sorry. I have a problem with that. I do. I really do. You know, I think he should have just continued believing that she was missing and not looked for her. I don't know how that really ties in. And then he kind of got really wicked emo and depressed. And from the screenshots of him, he's kind of gone like mountain recluse, like woodland
man. His entire family has been destroyed.
He's in the middle of a war. There are casualties on all directions. So you know what?
So is he supposed to be an unfeeling robot while he's in the middle of a war?
Maybe he should talk to Marcus a little bit more because he seems to have a much better grip.
No, Marcus has, that's the thing though. Marcus does have some feeling moments.
Yeah, but not nearly as many as Dominic.
Like, he had a sad moment when everything was going on with Dom's wife.
Marcus had one. Dominic, the whole time, I gotta find my wife, man. I can't focus. I gotta find my wife, man.
Dude!
Like, you know what? Then go fucking find your wife. I'm out.
Marcus
I got shit
was focused
to do.
On his dad until the building fell on him.
Yeah, I know.
The same fucking way!
I'm sorry. I have a hard time feeling
You're
for
just
Dominic.
Hating on Dom.
I don't like Dom.
Obviously.
I hate Cole. So if you think I have a problem with Dom, give me 30 minutes. I will tell you why I don't like Cole.
Well, you know,
and they didn't give, and they could have played up Baird so much more, and they didn't.
Yeah, I was kind of disappointed with what happened with Baird.
They're just like, oh, we rescued him, and that's about it. No type of backdrop except, oh yeah, he was on Cole's team, and that's about it. You have no idea.
Well, like, you know, that may come to, you know, be something in this game.
I don't think they have the time for it, because we gotta figure out what's going on
Dude,
with
they've
Dad.
Got time. Here's
no.
the thing. Gears has
no.
nothing
no.
but time
no.
this go-round.
No, they don't, because we've got to resolve the stuff with Marcus's dad, what his dad's tie-in with all this is. Dominic has to die, because he's got nothing else to live
Oh
for.
My god.
Carmine has to live, because we've already established why that's gotta happen. Cole's gonna go. I do believe that we're actually gonna see more into Cole's backstory and, you know, everything that he lost.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, they're all battling a form of loss, and we don't really know what's going on in Cole's mind. And maybe this game will give me a better appreciation for him. Because I was just like, I can't stand your mentality right now.
You're a bit much for me right now. I need you. You're here. You're functioning out of 10. I need you to bring that down to like
a 3. I mean, and I know in one of the videos I was watching, they were saying that Cole's like the most serious character. I'm like, you haven't shown me
any of that yet. He's really been the levity
He's been the comedic element
yeah.
to a bad situation. So he's that guy that you're like, oh man, why'd you go and say that? But at least, you know, he takes them out of their situation for a little bit and allows them to refocus and go back into what they have
to do. Well, and all the times that I've encountered Cole when playing through the game, I found that he always seems to pop up just at that moment where I'm like, fuck, I don't know if I can do this. Like, and I'm talking about me actually being competent enough with the character to get through the level.
Right.
Because there are lots of levels in Gears that I've had to play over twice because I've missed a cue of where I was supposed to shoot or something I was supposed to, you know, take out that was going to make it available for me to get out of an area, or this was a thing I was supposed to hide behind so I didn't take direct fire, you know, those kinds of things. But I've always found that Cole is always introduced just at that moment where it seems like it's going to be insurmountable and it's going to be a really, really tough uphill from here. It's when he's popped in, like when you're in the burning building that collapsed.
Because, I mean, the kind of, like, athlete that he was, I think he was a big support. I don't remember. I mean, I didn't play a lot of 1. I didn't finish 1. But, I mean, I played the fuck out of 2, as we already know, because there have been several episodes where I talked about that.
Yep.
But, I mean, from the type of, I think he was an athlete, for 1. Yep. Like, I don't know what they call it.
Football player.
I think they called it something else in their universe. But, yeah, like, essentially a footballish player. And I think he was a support for the team, which is why he's a support character for this team. So I think that's where his strength comes in.
Uh-huh.
Like I said, they say he's the most serious character. I'd like to see that happen. Because right now, all I think about is, you know, when you're on that little RV in the tunnel in 2. And he's like, who turned out the fucking lights? And they're just like, shut up! You know, and like they turn on the lights and there's that giant thing in front of them and they all kind of freak out. You know, which makes some sense. You know, it's just like, he came off really annoying and childish to me. So, I mean, I was already just put off by him. So I was like, I'm so glad that whenever I played with someone, you always played as Marcus and Dom. So I'm like, I can get used to them. Like, but I wouldn't want to play Cole. So when I go into multiplayer, I never pick Cole, ever. So maybe this time around, this game might actually give me a reason to give him a chance.
I think so, because there are a couple of videos, some dev diary stuff that is available right now all across the interwebs. Where you do, it seems like you are going to get to learn a little bit more now that we know what Dom has lost and we know what Marcus has lost. You know, now we're actually going to get some time, I believe, to really learn, you know, about Cole and what Cole has lost.
Yep.
And I'm maybe curious to see if they do
something with Bear too. I mean, we're also going to see, you know, Anya, who's gone and lost the security of her dispatcher job, and mm-hmm. now she's got to go and learn how to be
a soldier.
And I mean, I know we're getting another female, I think Samantha Bryan.
And she's actually voiced by Claudia Black, who, as you know, is the voice of Duck Woman in Uncharted.
Serious?
Yeah.
Wait, who?
What's her face? You know, the one
Chloe?
Chloe.
Oh!
Yeah, Claudia Black.
Oh!
Yeah. Now Panda's thinking. She's having a thought.
I liked Chloe from Uncharted. I liked her.
She
walked because she had a big old ass.
I know, she did have a big ass.
She had the duck walk. That's true. But she was a very confident character.
Yeah.
So but she was a smooth character.
Yeah. Well, Claudia Black is doing the voice of Samantha.
Yes, but I don't want to hear Chloe in Samantha.
But you won't. I don't think you will hear Chloe in Samantha. I think that you'll hear, you know, I forget what the name of the character was, but she was on Farscape as well, which is one of my favorite sci-fi series, and I'm sad that it left. And she was much more of a commanding badass.
Okay.
In that, so
get some bitches from Battlestar Galactica. Like, get the vibe of the bitches from that. And put that, I think that would be a fit in this universe.
So I think that we're probably going to get, because it is the end, really, of this particular story, I think we are going to get the fuller view of the universe. We're going to get to know those characters that we really haven't
spent. I think it's going
to
be more personal this time around, because we've seen them, you know, in a war, we've seen them lose it, and now we're looking at their personal losses and their fight to survive to whatever that next chapter is for all of them, I think.
Yep. Obviously, it's not Gears without Horde mode.
No. And I mean, when you're done with the campaign,
yes.
Do we know if the campaign, I know it's going to have co-op, but is it only a two-person co-op? Do we know anything about that?
We don't know about, us.
Yeah.
Don't know if it's going to be four-player co-op.
I mean, we're probably going to get a standard of two, but I mean, I think in something like this, I'd love to see them push that and make it so that you could do a whole four-team
I think that would co-op. Be cool.
I mean, that would bring in more the personal aspect for me, I think, if I could get my awesome Canadian crew and get off, you know, four of us in and bang it out as a team and not just be like me, my buddy, and two AI who are stupid and will fuck everything up.
Yeah, they do kind of do that.
Yeah, AIs tend to suck.
Sometimes.
But I mean sometimes I was wondering if they were going to go and do that for the last push of this particular story arc. But when you're done with the campaign, there's always time to go back into multiplayer, you know, non-campaign related. And Gears did a really great job with Horde mode in the second game. And now they've made it even more strategic with Horde 2.0, where I know I was watching some videos of that earlier today, where you don't just go into an area, your whole team ascend on one place and try to hold out there. Now they actually give you several points on the map that you could choose as your base. And
okay.
Yeah, we were watching that. So, I mean, you have to kind of just, you know, strategically look at each one of them and assess what you think your team, where your team should station itself. They do have upgradable to reinforce that particular area, too. They were talking about strategies on how to do that more effectively, where you save up a lot of money to reinforce that area and not to, you know, spend money on the bullets and whatnot and do a lot of scavenging if you've got a good team for that. I know they did confirm that there will be some money swapping and ammo swapping and, like, item swaps.
Yep.
So, I mean, if they allow that to go into the multiplayer mode for Horde, I think that will also be really good because, you know, you might have someone on your team who might not be as confident as a shooter that could be going out and scavenging for the other three.
Right.
For something like that. So, I mean, I think they've made it more versatile for whatever type of player you happen to be.
Well, and they've definitely made it more geared towards building strategy and cooperation, really.
Yeah.
Because before, it was just, okay, we've got to defend this. So people would pick their spots, and it was basically just, you know, fire until you're out of bullets, hope that you can, you know, scrape some stuff together, survive. Now you need to be strategic about it, you know, because you can get basically hortifications, which are, you know, things like automatic turrets that you can, you know, use your money to buy and then strategically place, and fences that you can then modify up to being, you know, electric fences, which will slow down.
So think the fortifications from like Fat Princess, where, you know, you had some builders and stuff who are rebuilding your fortifications to keep your princess safe and stuff like that. So now bring that into this scenario where, you know, you're on a time clock. You have to defeat everybody on the map and still keep your defenses up because, God forbid, something gets into your base.
Yep.
They could do some damage to it.
Serious damage.
I know they have also included boss rounds.
Yeah, yeah. Every 10th wave,
you'll encounter an actual boss from the campaign.
And so, you know, that's them throwing things like Brumax and Lambent Berserkers and all kinds of crazy
which
shit.
Which I think is great. Because, I mean, I think on the 10th round of regular Horde mode, I think you got, like, Brumax. No, you didn't get a Brumax in that. You got the Boomers and stuff. They came out. But, I mean, usually around round 10, you just got all of the big guys.
Right.
A lot of the big guys. And Tickers. You got a lot of Tickers on your 10th rounds, too, because they could get into things and just blow you up.
Really easy.
But, yeah. I know they were talking about in terms of strategy for boss fights is to pretty much ignore the boss and weed out all the smaller ones before you even tackle the boss. Which, I mean, that seems like a generic standard. You don't want to go for the big boss because you could be wailing on him and think you're great and then, you know, get, you know, knifed in the back really easy.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I think that's going to be really good. I liked what I saw. Like, I am more pumped for this than I thought I was going to be, and I know I don't sound like it because I'm trying to be more professional about it, but I'm kind of glad I'm unemployed right now.
Yeah, I kind of wish I was.
No, but not you really. No,
but not really. I just wish I had more vacation
time. I'm unemployed for both of us.
I just wish I had more vacation time and so, didn't have to go on this trip. But the game will also include stereoscopic 3D, which means if you have a 3D TV, you can actually take advantage. The game is optimized for it. I don't know how I feel about that, because you know how I feel about 3D.
She's like, 3D could, like,
I'm like, 3D can suck it. But at the same time, as I watch and play through, you know, the beta and see the different videos that are going on, I kind
of... Well, I mean, this is the type of... I think this is the type of game that would make that...
Yeah, like Killzone, I didn't want to, I wasn't interested in this kind of game, but
this kind of atmosphere and the settings and the visuals, I think this would be something that you'd want to really immerse into.
But only for this.
I mean, if you could only have it for as long as you were going to, you know, play the game for, like, solidly.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, if you could change your TV for 3D for the campaign, I would do it.
Yeah.
But then for the multiplayers, I wouldn't, because that's just me having fun outside of the game.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if I was going to play a campaign, I'd want my TV to... Because then you'd go and buy it, and then you'd be like, I hate myself.
I do. I would. I'd have to deal with that.
I do not have the patience for that.
I would definitely have buyer's remorse on that.
So, like always, guys, with releases of games like this, we don't always just get one type of it. We always get several different levels of of additions.
Icon has collector edition.
There are two of them this time around.
There's so much gear stuff this go around.
So they have
let's not even get into the game.
No. Let's go into the edition. Okay, so there's a standard edition for us people who just have enough money to get it, like me. You don't get any perks with that. Then there's a limited edition.
Right.
And then there's the epic edition.
All right. So in the limited edition, you get the Octus Award box and the Octus Service Medal. That went to your dad, well, Marcus's dad, Adam Phoenix. You get Adam as a playable character for your multiplayer.
Oh!
You get a fabric cog flag, and you get some of Adam Phoenix's stuff, so, like, his last will and testament, the Hammer of Dawn schematics, and some, like, family mementos.
Wait, he made the Hammer of Dawn?
I guess so.
No, because that's the thing that you use in the last fight in 2.
Yeah. Yep.
So he made... He made the Hammer of Dawn? Yep. Nice!
Alright. In the Epic Edition, you get everything from the Limited Edition, okay, as well as a Marcus Phoenix statue.
I hate you right now.
A 96-page book about the game's art and design. You get the Infected Omen Weapons Pack.
Once again, I'm really hating you right now.
Has some skins for your Lancer, the Hammer Burst. Hate. The Retro Lancer, the Shot Off.
I'm like lactating shotgun, the rage right now.
And the Nashor Shotgun.
My rage is giving you mono right now.
A rage mono, which is actually, isn't that counterproductive?
Yep.
So you have mono, don't you? Just not.
You have no energy and you're mad because you have no energy and you like lose 15 pounds.
That doesn't sound so bad. And then there's also a special, because, you know, Microsoft is all about pushing consoles, right? There's a special limited edition Gears 3 console with a special edition matching headset, 2 wireless controllers. I mean, it does look nice. It's gorgeous.
I wonder if there's anyone out there who actually collects consoles.
I don't know, because you gotta have it like whoa to do that.
There are people out there who have it like whoa.
I know, and they probably
could you imagine like, yeah, this is my collector, you know.
They probably have the Gears 2 collector's box, and they're like, ah, I gotta complete the set, so I gotta get the 3. And then I had one custom made for 1. You're like,
Do you play any of them? No, they're just collectibles.
No, they're collectibles. I mean, so there's that. And if you do get the console, it comes with tokens to unlock
those things.
Adam Phoenix is playable in multiplayer and the Infected Omen.
I mean, I know if you liked Gears 3, I think on Facebook you got a character also.
Yes. Which, if you haven't done that, you should do that.
I didn't do that.
You should do that before Tuesday.
I probably won't do that.
You should probably do it, though.
I'm not going to do it.
All right. So, there's that. But now we got to talk about the not-so-awesome.
The possible con.
The possible con. So, the team over at Epic announced that there will be what they call a season's pass for the game. Now, the season pass will set you back, like, $50.
Wait, so the game... So, if you get a standard edition, that's $50. Well, actually, that's $60.
Yep.
And now the season's pass is, like, another $50. What's in the season's pass?
Well, in the season's pass, you get the first 4 installments of DLC.
Okay.
For three.
Okay.
Yep. You get them, like, right off the bat. Okay. You get some additional weapons and... I think, like, some additional maps for multiplayer.
All right, so...
But you get them right off the bat. So, while everybody else has to wait for the DLC to come at its slotted time, you get them, boom, flink, right then and there.
All right, so... So you could either wait and pay that amount slowly...
And pay per pack
or pay it
and you'll
right
pay
off
more over time...
Or just
pack.
Pony up the $50 and just do it right then and there.
Right then and there.
But then be like, but if you go and you get the Epic Edition, which is what? How much did that set you back?
$150.
All right, so that means, all right, so $150 for the Epic Edition with all those goodies.
Correct.
Then they want you to pony up another $50, so now you're making it an even $2.
Yep.
$2.
Yep.
$200.
Two bones. The equivalent of buying Rock Band initially as a bundle.
As a bundle.
Yep.
Whereas, you know, theoretically, someone who was
good about it.
Well, you know, then you've got people like me who are probably just getting the standard edition. You know, that's $60. You know, and then theoretically ponying up another. So, I mean, I'm walking away with maybe only spending about $110.
Right.
Maybe. And, yeah, maybe.
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 Just depends.
Maybe.
So there's that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I don't know how I feel, and this is why I say it's my only real potential con, because I don't know how I feel about...
I don't know why they didn't include the Season's Pass in the Limited and or Epic Edition.
That's where I'm going. You know, if I'm shelling out for the Epic Edition, I would assume that as, you know, added bonus and part of the reason
that you'd
to do it, that you would get the Season's Pass.
I mean,
Pass.
I think in something like this...
So I think that's a missed opportunity.
I don't know.
Like, I would say, like, a discounted price on the season pass if you got the limited edition. But if you go full on with the epic edition, then obviously you're a diehard. The season pass stuff should be included in that.
Yeah, but it's not.
But it's not.
I'm just saying, if you're going to... I mean, we've always had conversations about what in special editions do we want to see,
yep,
you know, in terms of, you know, memorabilia. And I mean, I've always kind of been the kind to sway on the side of content. Like, I mean, Fable did a great job with giving you some additional content in the better edition with the book and stuff like that, which I thought was great. I mean, yeah, do I like figurines? Yes. But I mean, you know, do I always want to get them? No. I mean, I like my collectibles to be a little different and unique between each one, which is why I really like my Assassin's Creed Jack in the Box collectible. It's one of the only ones I have. I think all my other collectibles were... You know, t-shirts and whatnot.
Right.
But, content's always...
Content's always
Always
king.
A plus.
Always, always
So I'm surprised at that. If you're going to drop
feel the
above 50, then
in.
That 50 should have been for your season's pass being included in your package. So, I mean, so for you, yeah, it sucks raw balls. But, I mean, for someone like me who, you know, can't afford to go all out like that, that might be an advantage for me. You know, money-wise.
Yeah, let me actually take a step back there, because I misquoted. So, you don't get all of the packs day of.
Okay.
You get them
when they release?
Yeah, you get them when they release. And it's $30, not 50. I transpose threes and fives. So it's $30.
Oh, that's even better.
For the season pass.
That's even better.
And it's not just additional maps. It is some new content.
Okay.
And there will be actually some new campaign content.
Okay, good. Well, that's better, because I know in Gears 2, they went through all that. They gave you maps first, and they're like, oh, by the way, here's some more downloadable content that actually could come into play in your campaign, you know, if you had it off the bat. So, I mean, this is just a good way of them cleaning up all that, I think, from 2. So that's kind of smart.
So it basically just lets you, you know, pre-order
But DLC. still, if you're going for an epic edition,
I think that should have been included, and that's why I say, and why I said there might have been a one con, because I think that should just have been like, all right, if you're going balls to the walls on this, then we're just going to support you and let you go balls to the wall from the beginning. So the season pass
balls is included. Balls to the wall to the max.
Exactly.
Max season, balls to the wall.
You know, I mean, because, dude, you're paying extra money for the art book and the Marcus Fenix statue, you know, and some weapons. But you can get the weapons as DLC anyway down the road. That's going to happen.
I mean, I think this is also preventative. Or not even that, but...
No, I think it's a missed opportunity.
Because, I mean, all right, so you get the season's pass, which means you bought all the downloadable content.
Yep.
Before it's actually available.
Yep.
So, I mean, then on the off chance that, God forbid, they can't release downloadable content on the dates that they specify, because you
that just means I'm going to get it when it comes out.
I know,
out.
But
because
I think...
If I'm going to get DLC, it's because I'm invested in the title to begin with.
But, I mean, think of the people for, like, Fallout, because I know that they had a couple of packs that they were like, oh my god, I'm totally good, we're totally releasing this at the end of August.
Yeah, no.
Wait, no, end of September.
Early
October? It's going to come out, don't worry. But I don't know if I'd like that because, you know, not everybody has the money to just drop like that and sit and wait. Like, I mean, if I'm investing money, then I definitely want my payout.
And I think but I think, you know, we're also talking about the difference between Epic, who, you know, because this is something that is exclusive to the Xbox 360, you're only having to deal with one platform. You know, they are going to have dedicated servers specifically just for Gears 3, because they learned from not having dedicated servers for 2 that issues pop up really badly if they don't.
Issues pop up all the time, like herpes.
You know, so I think that I because they're only having to focus on DLC for one platform, that you won't necessarily see the same issues as far as delays and things that you had with Fallout, because with Fallout you're dealing with content that has to look, play, and feel and run the same way on 2 platforms and distribute on 2 platforms at the same time. And part of the issue that, you know, you run into was with all the downtime with the PlayStation Network of not being able to, you know, release your content, because one thing you don't want to do is release content on one platform and not another when you have a franchise that exists on both at different times. You know, we always complain when, well, this pack's available on this one, but for those of us with this system, we can't get it to blah, blah, blah. You know, so there's always going to be some kind of complaining, you know, bitching that's going to happen when you have DLC. Just the nature of it. It takes too long to download. It costs too much to get. Blah, blah, blee, blee. But I think where I'm going with this is, for me, it's a no-brainer. I'm going to get the season pass.
Yeah, I'm going to get it
too. Just because I'm going to experience as much of the Gears universe as I possibly can. You know, the only thing that I really haven't done is actually gone through any of the comics. But where we're ending up with it is we're excited. We're really excited about 3. I can be honest with you. I'm really excited about this holiday. This holiday is strong. I'm going to be so broke, it's ridiculous. It kicks off, for me, with Gears 3. Because I'm not a big Madden chick. Like, I can play it with other people if we're playing. But it's not, like, the thing that I'd be like, sports, oh my god, games, let's play this!
Sports games aren't my thing.
You know. But for me, holiday is kicking off with Gears 3. And then, you know, you follow that up with Rage, which I've been talking about Rage forever. There goes my voice cracking again. But I've been talking about Rage forever. So you follow that up with Rage. It's GM. So it's ready for prime time. It's being pressed, which means it's going to release on time. Then you follow that up with Revelations, which I'm so excited. I already got the pre-order in for Revelations. I picked my pre-orders. I'm like, all right. It's
like, it's only going to be 3, so you better choose wisely.
I limited myself to 2. And I was like, so I can only do 2, so they got to be good. So out of everything, I ended up picking Gears 3 and Revelations as my pre-orders. But Rage is in the mix for sure. It's ridiculous. You know, Driver is out. I got to pick that up. Driver San Francisco.
Yeah, I know.
You know,
Ubisoft, right?
And yeah, and then in the back of my mind, I'm like, oh, but I really want to pre-order Modern Warfare 3, the Hardened Edition.
Do you even play on Hearted? on Hardened?
I don't play on Hardened, but I want the Hardened Edition, which is basically their Super Collector's Edition, because as our...
Where are you gonna put the stuff for these two that you're getting?
Well, the Marcus Fenix statue is actually going to go in my office on my desk so I can look at him every day when I work during the day and remind myself that I'm going home to play Gears. Mm-hmm. So the statue is going on my desk. The book is also going in my office in my bookshelf.
Okay.
Then as far as my extra goodies with... Revelations, which I believe there's an art book. I have to go back and actually check. I don't think that there's a statue, but there might be a statue of Ezio. If there is,
you could make those your book rests.
Well, yeah, they're either going to be bookends or the Ezio statue is actually going to go on my mantle. So it's going to be one of those places. But more than likely, all of the extra stuff is going to be things that end up in my office. Any posters or things like that that I get, I will probably actually have framed and put them up in my living room. That's pretty much where I'm living now. Statuettes and books go in my office. Art goes in my apartment.
Okay.
So that's probably what's gonna happen for me. But all in all, I gotta say, I'm really, really excited about this game. I haven't even played anything other than the multiplayer beta that came along with the Bulletstorm demo. Which was the major reason for me purchasing Bulletstorm, to be honest with you, first. And then secondary to that was that I wanted to play the game and then, as you well know, fell in love with it. But right now, even without actually touching the GM version, I'm going to say that Gears of War 3, if you like first-person shooters or third-person shooters or just games with badass lead characters, it is an absolute buy.
I'd agree.
That's where I'm living, so... That's what I got. And we ran out of time, so I'll have to hold my anime thing for another week. But,
You know it's going to be, like, several weeks before you actually talk about it.
It is, because we're talking about
Gears. Then we're actually
going to
talk about Gears when we actually play it.
Next week, yeah. That's more than likely what's going to go down. But I have to say that, you know, it just all around, I'm looking forward to the end of the story. That's really what I'm most excited for, is to find out what the hell is up. And, you know, who makes it through? I mean, I want to know if Carmine lives. Because with the campaign leading up... and first of all, I thought it was a great marketing angle to go with. But
that would only work with games that are really established and have a big enough following.
Though. Exactly. And, you know, Gears has that. And so they had a campaign where you could... decide the fate of a Carmine. So we've talked about this before. We actually spent a big episode on it, about the fate of the Carmine. So as you've been playing the games, you've run into one of these Carmine
brothers. The last one.
Well, in all the games, you run into a Carmine brother.
Yeah.
In 1 and 2.
Yeah.
And they didn't survive, 1 and 2.
No.
We're running into another Carmine brother. The last one, as Pandalicious mentioned, in 3. And so the team at Epic... created a campaign where you could vote on whether or not the Carmine should live or the Carmine brother should die. And it had two parts. You could either buy a physical t-shirt that they were selling online, or you could buy a
t-shirt for your avatar
in the Microsoft Avatar Marketplace. And the proceeds from the sales actually were donated to Child's Play. And I first of all, again, another... reason why I love the gamer community. The actual campaign raised $150,000 for Child's Play.
Nice.
Which was phenomenal. And, you know, I love how much our community really engages for great causes. And Child's Play is just an amazing charity. You know, helping kids get something fun to do while they are being treated for very serious diseases, and in some cases actually, you know, terminally ill, you know, bringing games and fun things for them to really do while they're stuck in the hospital. I have so much admiration for Child's Play. It's very near and dear to my heart. We'll say it
that
way.
I mean, I think they've made it even more personal, because, I mean, I was reading some notes on this additional Carmine, you know, and this brother, you know, has tattoos about his brothers on his arms,
mm-hmm.
like the things that kind of took them out. So, you know, I'm even more fortified now that this Carmine should survive, because, you know, what could he possibly do that the two that no longer live, you know, like, what could he do that they didn't do that would lead him to die? Because, I mean, you know, not wearing your helmet, we already know he wears it. So it's like, yep. All right, so you already took that cue. And I'm like, you know, and the reloading thing, it's really weird because I thought the second Carmine died because he fell out of the helicopter into the locust area, and he was, like, underneath a rock and also being digested by the emulsion. Like, the emulsion was, like, eating through him. So I don't know how the, you know, practice reloading really contributed to his death.
Back in the beginning when he was first introduced to Marcus, and
yeah.
That's what he was doing. He was trying to do a shooting exercise. And I can't remember if it was Dom that yelled it or Marcus that yelled it. It's like, well, if you're coming along, you need to practice reloading because you're going to shoot fast enough or some shit like that.
All right. So maybe then, because I know that, you know, he got taken out that way. I think there are both lines
that, you know, have been said to the Carmine, and then that ended up being the thing that killed him.
Right.
You know, because then the first Carmine introduced himself. He wasn't wearing his helmet. He's like, dude, where are your helmet? He's like, yeah, I got to get one or some shit like that. I can't remember. But, see, I'm not that diehard. But for me and for you, and I think when we started out the conversation, we weren't in agreement.
I don't know, because, I mean, there's good facts for both sides. I mean, think of it this way. So, yeah, if the story arc, the way that we know it now, ends with that this last Carmine dying.
I mean, I would be pissed.
No. I mean, I can understand both sides of this coin. Because
I can too, but...
If they do... I mean, and say they go and they decide to do, like, a later on series, like a later arc. That's not necessarily this, but what happens way after.
You can't have a Carmine in it because there's no more Carmines.
There, of that one, there are probably others, just not, you know, ones that are in the army or anything like that. Or someone who's related to
Carmine. No, Carmines. Supposedly it's the last Carmine brother. And I won't accept a Carmine cousin. Sorry. No.
I don't know.
Fuck you in the face.
Or someone related. Not necessarily, but someone related. It's like, Carmine, I came into the army because I, you know, there's this family line of mine that, you know, they all came into this war and they were all taken out and stuff. So, I mean, I can understand.
Because it's the Sullivan brothers all over again. And, you know, been there, done that. I think to be unique, set yourself aside. And plus it makes the death of the two other Carmine brothers that much more poignant. The third one has to live.
I don't know. We'll find out.
He's learned from the mistakes of his older brothers.
But that doesn't mean he won't make new mistakes.
He can absolutely make new mistakes. But he survives, and he goes home to his mother.
If she's still alive.
Yeah.
Which she probably isn't.
I don't know. But that's what I want. That's what I want. That will be very poignant for me.
You do not work for Epic, so you
don't get to decide. I don't work for Epic. If I did, I would be making this argument every fucking day to them. And they haven't released the results of, you know...
Nope, they still haven't, so we're going to have to play the game. At, you know, midnight on Monday night.
We won't find out at midnight on Monday night if Carmine lives, because people got to play through the fucking game.
All right, so people will know by 4 a.m.
Probably by 4 a.m. On Tuesday.
On Tuesday morning.
Whether or not Carmine lives. They
will know, and people will blast it on Twitter.
And I'm going to have to say the fuck off
Twitter. It will be the biggest spoiler, and it will not be done by me.
Spoilerlicious is stealing out of this one.
No, because I'm going to sleep.
So how do you feel? What are you feeling about Gears 3?
Like I said before, I'm excited. I really can't wait to nom through that and digest that.
Nom!
I can't. Like, I'm really pumped for it. I really want to see where this story goes. I know they're talking about, you know, it's going to have an end. There won't be a cliffhanger here. So, I mean, I'd like to see how they're going to do their denouement. Like, how they're going to end it.
Yeah, I'm so excited. And I'm so pissed that I have to go do my fucking job. But, you know, it is what
and
it is.
I can tell you right now that, like, the few days that you're gone, like, every morning I want to wake up and be like, woke up, took the dog out, Gears time! It's like, this is my Gears breakfast. Next to my controller in the game, like, yep, this is how my morning starts, breakfast in Gears.
That's okay, I'm gonna wear my COD tags all week.
You were wearing them long before now.
I know, but I'm wearing them all week. I'm gonna put them on the nice chain.
Oh, okay.
And wear them while I'm at my conference. So, I'm
really excited, really can't wait to see, you know, and hear this whole story. And obviously, we will be keeping you completely covered on the Gear stuff.
Yep. I imagine that while I'm out of town, there will be coverage done by Pandalicious. You know, my day with Gears on the website,
www. My week with Gears. It's not gonna be a day.
I want a daily breakdown.
Oh, okay.
On the website, www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can use our short address, which is
esh.co. That is esh.co. The short address will bounce to the long one. You can check out any articles that have been written within the week. All questions and comments go to mailbag@landofesh.com. We are available on iTunes, so go there and subscribe, and please leave a review/comment.
That's right, and I want to thank Tyrone Hawk for the review that he left last week. Like she said, just come through to the music store on iTunes, do a search for Electric Sisterhood. We'll pop right up, no matter how you type it, as individual words or all one word, like it's supposed to be. And you can click the beautiful little subscribe button or leave a review of our podcast. We love reading them and seeing them and learning what you like from us. But if you don't want to use the iTunes and subscribe to our podcast that way, well, guess what? You don't have to.
Nope. We are also available on the Zune Marketplace, so you can look for us there. But you can plug us into any RSS reader or any podcast search engine. If you're looking for us, you should also look for the other shows that fly underneath our banner.
That's right, because we're not the only thing that makes up the Land of Esh. New. While our podcast episodes go out on Monday, they are followed by our brother show.
But they're brother, like our little like, brothers.
They're like our little brothers.
They're not related, unlike me and Ninja. We're actually right. related.
Yeah, we are actually related, but they're just
they're not.
Like, they're like friend-family relation. You know, you have those friends that are like family. Yes. That's what it's at, like that. Boston Bash Brigade, they got new episodes of their podcast that become available on Tuesday. Follow that up with an episode from a brother from another mother. Deuces Wild with
so many
Agro.
Mothers.
I know, there's so many mothers. We're just chock full of mothers up in this joint. Then, for the rest of the week, because we don't yet have the Thursday guy put in place, but it's getting closer. For the rest of the week, there's all the stuff that we write about, which you can find for all of our respective websites on their sites. Or, if you want it as a one-stop shop thing, you can hit our portal, landofesh.com, which has the most current articles from all of our sites put together. It's also the place that you can get a copy of our most current version of our magazine, which is out. This feature is still on Rage. We've got another one that's getting ready to drop soon. So make sure that you're getting a hold of those magazine issues, because they're a little bit different than what we do on our podcasts and websites. There's some fan fiction in there, gadget stuff, reviews, buying guides, recommendations, all kinds of awesomeness for us, by us.
And then some truth speak from either Panda, you know, oh wait, ha, very funny. You know, truth speak from Panalicious or myself. So I was only about to say that
you're
I love you.
Funny. Then we've got, like we've told you before, our Facebook page. You can ask us questions. You can suggest things for us to look into or review. Or if you want to ask us our opinion about something, we're happy to share. We just want to share some nerd goodness you can. Like, don't forget your homework. Hook us up. Give us some linkage for some cool hoodies. Because we need to be geared for fall.
And if we end up buying one of the
fall.
Yeah, got it.
Got it.
But also, if you end up, you know, suggesting a hoodie that we end up buying, who knows, there might be pictures of us in said hoodie with a thank you.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Thanks for the hoodie.
You can also check us out on Twitter if you want to follow the entire crew from the Land of Esh. The easiest way to find them is on the list that I created on my page, twitter.com/ninjasister, and check out the Land of Esh list. We're in other places too. We got pictures on Flickr. I think we're on Turntable FM. I might have created an account.
What?
We've got a Formspring account. Dude, every social thing that pops out, we jump on.
If we have a Formspring, have people been asking us questions on?
Like, randomly, some weird questions. I answer them. You should actually, like, check out what's going on in the community manager, because there are things that are happening in all kinds of places. So, with that, shit you digging this week. This is so going to be easy. Pandalicious?
Netflix.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, until my staple.
Until they lose all the Stars content in February, and then the streaming will be useless.
I know.
All the Sony stuff, gone. All the anime, gone.
I know. Shut up.
Alright.
Whatever.
I'm digging In Case, which they're a company that make all kinds of cases and bags and stuff like that for multitudes of things, but really they're focused on Apple stuff. I love their cases. I love their bags. I love their style. In Case. GoInCase.com. So, as always, I'm Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And we are out of here, folks.
See you guys later.